And so always the question about this view of the universe is, are you hooked on it or aren't you? Are you doing it with delight or is it a drag? Are you surviving, you see? Are you going on living every day because you feel bound to, or you're too afraid to die? Or are you living every day because you really will to? Now they see, you see, the universe as always playing a game with itself. Sometimes it knows what it is. That there is nothing to be afraid of at all. Nothing, nothing, nothing. But you are it. You are the indestructible shunyata. This word literally means voidness. But it doesn't mean voidness in the sense of nothing, of just negative. It means voidness in the sense of ultimate consciousness. You can't, you see, if you would consider what would God, what sort of an impression of himself would he have? He obviously wouldn't look at his hands like we do and see he's an old man with a beard sitting on the throne. Using God as the kind of ultimate, ultimate, than which there is no witcher, outside which there is nothing, which has no edges. He wouldn't therefore look like a ball, he wouldn't look like a cube, he wouldn't look like a body. There would be no way at all of conceiving the final self of all selves. So that's why it's represented as voidness, as total transparency, as a kind of ultimate space in which everything can happen. That's what there is. That's what we all are at root. Only it plays that it's not that, that it's all of our separate existences, and it goes in, therefore, and it gets into trouble on purpose. But when you get into real trouble on purpose, and then you forget that you got there on purpose, and you can complain because you're in a trap, and then you want out, you see? So then there's a way out. But how exciting.